Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Zozone. Well, that didn't work, did it? I knew in my heart that finding Kim was going to be the answer to all of my problems. She would tell me Art's location, provide much-needed entertainment, and then I would scare her away enough that she would never bother me again. But even with a little torture, no, not torture, like light torture, not even that, coercion, really, that wasn't even enough to get anything out of Kim. Because in the end, it seems that she didn't know anything about Art. She did seem to know a lot about the outside world, though. I can never trust anyone 100%, especially in the current times, but during Kim's interview part 2, she did seem to be telling the truth. It is left to me to decipher whether or not that's the actual truth or just the version of the truth she currently believes. I can't discount the possibility that she has gone completely insane. But some of what she said did seem to have an air of truth about it. The most hopeful part is that maybe the rest of the world isn't completely doomed and that this isn't the apocalypse at all. I've always wondered in those zombie movies how no governments nor people were able to collect themselves well enough to combat mindless monsters. It does seem to make more sense. It was only one government that failed. There was more to her story that felt real, too. I do believe that she was Tom's wife back in the day, and after the information she gave me, I did go look for him. I found him. She did say it was probably the haggis, or the roadkill stew, I suppose, keeping him alive. And even that proved to be true, because several weeks without it, and well, rest in peace, Tom. Finally, the most believable part of all is that she was on a reality show. I know what you're thinking. Kim was lovely, but she's certainly no star. Even as a guest on my show, she could barely hold her own. But it does make sense that she was on the show, which is about my life. Perhaps they sent her back here to locate me, thinking I would be persuaded to be her friend because she was previously my neighbor? I'm not sure what they were thinking, but they did have Kim pretty convinced that she was actually the leading role in the show, so she can't be that smart. Really, they could have gotten her to go along with anything. Overall, I do believe she was as honest with me as she was able to be, but that still leaves one very open item. The disappearance of Art. I'm starting to feel quite hopeless on that front. I have a couple of leads, some I can't share with you, but one being the address that Brian and Sally and Phyllis gave me. But I can't afford to venture out and inspect that myself. What if I get taken as well? Who will Liam Neeson me, as I am so clearly doing for Art? What I'll need is a volunteer to check out the address for me. What am I saying? I'm making this sound like it's all about me. No. This is about Art and the Duelingham's network of survivors. Really, this is about you, for your own good. And who better to send on such a worthy mission than a diehard fan who would do anything for me, the network. My network, the network. So that's it. That's what I'm looking for. Someone who is brave and strong and loyal and who questions nothing. You can email me directly at fromarttozoe@gmail.com, but only if you are truly amazing. If you happen to see Art, tell him I'm still looking for him, but I have to find a gullible fool to do the hard part for me. Over.